being shut down last month, a new study says. But now, as life returns to more usual operations, carbon dioxide is increasing again. And the brief period of reduced air pollution is unlikely to have any substantial effect on climate change, scientists say. The international research group Global Carbon Project did the study. The organization publishes a yearly estimate of worldwide carbon dioxide releases. The findings show that for a week in April, the United States cut its carbon dioxide levels by about 30%. In China, the world's biggest polluter, carbon dioxide releases decreased by almost 25% in February. The study also shows levels dropped by 27% in India and 26% in Europe. The biggest drop happened from April 4th through 9th. The world released 17 million metric tons of carbon pollution, less than recorded on New Year's Day. The magazine Nature Climate Change published the study. The report's writers say pollution levels are already heading back up. However, they predict that 2020 will see a total carbon dioxide release of 4 to 7% lower than 2019, depending on COVID-19 restrictions. That would be the biggest yearly decrease in air pollution since World War II. But climate scientist and study leader Corinne Lequerre says the 2020 reduction could be meaningless if the world continues to slowly increase pollution levels. Lequerre is with the University of East Anglia in the United Kingdom. By April 30th, the world carbon pollution levels had grown by 3 million metric tons a day from its low point earlier in the month. Independent experts praised the study, saying it showed how much effort will be needed to stop additional climate change. Pennsylvania State University climate scientist Michael Mann put it this way in an email. Individual behavior alone won't get us there. He called for structural change in how the world deals with carbon dioxide. I'm Susan Shan.